Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, I want to ask you a question that could change everything. What would you build if you didn't fear the bill? Because most of us dream with a calculator in hand. We measure what's possible by what's in the bank account today. But you don't build from balance. You build from belief. Luke 14:28 says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it?" At first, the scripture might sound like limitation, like it's telling you to only dream within your means. But read deeper. It's not about limiting vision. It's about aligning vision with faith. It's about considering the full journey, not just the price tag. Because when you count the cost with God in the equation, lack no longer gets the final word. There was a time I dreamed of building programs, events, and platforms that felt bigger than my bank account. I would sit with ideas that lit me up, but almost immediately the question came, but how will I pay for it? And if I couldn't see the money right away, I shrink the dream to fit my current balance. But here's what I've learned. Every great thing I've built, the coaching programs, the memberships, even the television projects, started not with money, but with belief. I had to see it before I could fund it. I had to allow myself to design the dream without choking it down to my current resources. And today, I carry a billion-dollar vision. Do I have $1 billion in my bank account right now? No, not even close. But I've already sown $1 billion worth of energy. I've created intellectual property, strategies, systems, and know-how that come directly from Source. This vision will not be denied. I don't know the exact time or date when it all manifests, but I know it's real. One of the ways I've learned to walk this out is through a process I created called What's Your A? Here's how it works. When you think of your roadmap, you may see steps A through Z. And if you're like most people, you immediately start worrying about how to get from A all the way to Z. That's where fear creeps in. And that's when the cost looks overwhelming. But in What's Your A, you don't try to figure out Z. You only focus on A. You do the first step that's in front of you. And once A is complete, you mark it off and move the rest of the steps up. So the next step becomes the new A. You're always just working on A. This process leaves room for Source to show up. Because when you stop obsessing over how to get to Z, you make space for unexpected provision, partnerships, and ideas to flow in. You co-create with Source instead of trying to carry the entire bill on your back. That's how billion-dollar visions get built. Not by shrinking to the size of your current resources, but by trusting that if you do A, Source will reveal B. And if you do B, Source will reveal C. Until one day you look up and you realize you've built something far bigger than you ever imagined. Luke 14:28 says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it?" At first glance, this sounds like limitation, as if Jesus was warning us not to dream beyond our resources. But look closer. Jesus wasn't saying, only build if you can see every dollar in your hand right now. He was saying, consider what it truly takes to finish the journey. And here's the truth. When you really count the cost of a God-given vision, you realize something. Money alone can't cover it. You need faith. You need alignment. You need Source. That's why I created the What's Your A process. Because if you try to count the cost all the way to Z, it will feel impossible. You'll talk yourself out of building before you even start. But when you sit down and honestly ask, what's my A? What's the first step? You can move forward in faith. You can count the cost of A and then trust Source to reveal B, then C, and so on. Counting the cost doesn't mean shrinking your dream. It means being sober enough to know you can't do it alone and faithful enough to believe that God will provide the rest as you move. The widow of Zarephath only had a handful of flour and oil, but she used what she had. David only had a sling and 5 stones. But he stepped onto the battlefield. What's your A? That's the step you can take today. And when you take it, heaven meets you there. Metaphysically, fear of the bill is really fear of lack. It's the mind saying, I don't see how it can happen, so it must not be possible. But the great teachers remind us, possibility isn't determined by your bank balance. It's determined by your belief. Neville Goddard taught that assumption hardens into fact. If you assume lack, you'll keep experiencing lack. But if you assume the vision is already yours, reality bends to that assumption. The billion-dollar portfolio, the program, the platform, it begins in imagination and faith long before it shows up in form. Florence Scovel Shinn said, you can't outgive God, and you can't overdream God. The vision that stirs inside of you is already proof that supply exists for it. The idea and its provision are one. When you focus on what's your A, taking the step in front of you, you show the universe that you can trust the provision is already on its way. Catherine Ponder reminds us that prosperity requires expansion. If you only build within the limits of what you see, you collapse your field. But when you build from belief, declaring divine order and trusting that what you need will arrive in the right sequence, you expand your field and invite provision to flow. And Emerson said, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. That's what What's Your A really is, a decision in motion. You decide to move on A, and then the universe conspires to reveal B. You decide to move on B, and the universe conspires to reveal C. That's how faith partners with flow. So don't shrink your dream to the size of your current balance. expand your belief to the size of your vision. Because when you build with Source, the bill isn't your burden. It's heaven's opportunity to show up. Now, I want you to take a deep breath in, hold it, and then release. As you reflect, don't censor yourself. Write with freedom, no editing, no judgment. Number one, what dream have I shrunk to fit my current bank balance? Where did I stop myself because I couldn't see how it would be paid for? What would that dream look like if I removed money from the equation? Number two, what vision feels too big for me right now? Write it out in detail, every texture, every number, every outcome. How does my body respond when I allow myself to name it? Number three, what would I build if I didn't fear the bill? If money were no object, what platform, program, business, or legacy would I create? How would it serve others? How would it expand me? Number four, what's my A? If the vision is Z, what is the very first step I can take today? Is it making a phone call, writing a plan, creating one piece of content, asking for guidance? Number five, how does focusing only on A shift my energy? Do I feel lighter when I release the weight of figuring out Z? How does it feel to trust Source to reveal the next step? Now, write this three times. I don't build from balance. I build from belief. My A is enough for today. Pause and let the words sink in after every repetition. Now close your eyes if you can. Place one hand on your heart and the other on your belly. Take a deep, steady breath in. Hold it and then release. Now repeat these words aloud or within your spirit. I don't build from balance. I build from belief. My vision is bigger than my bank account, and that is holy. My provision flows to every dream planted by Source. Each step I take opens the way for the next. My A is enough for today. The bill is not my burden. It's God's opportunity to show up. I trust the process of becoming, one step at a time. Now take another deep breath and feel those words anchoring in your body. Now, picture yourself standing in front of a beautiful building site. In your mind's eye, you can see the full vision, a tower, a house, a sanctuary. Whatever represents your dream, it's magnificent. Now imagine a bill appears in front of you, long and overwhelming. At first, your chest tightens. You want to shrink the vision, but then Source whispers, "The bill is not your burden. The vision is mine too." The bill dissolves into light, leaving only the foundation of your dream. And right there at your feet is one single stone, marked with the letter A. You bend down, place the stone, and feel the ground beneath you glow with energy. Then another stone appears the next day. You place it, then another. With each step, the building rises, not from fear of the bill, but from the steady rhythm of trust. You smile because you realize you don't have to build Z today. You only have to build A, and Source will reveal the rest. Whisper softly, I don't build from balance. I build from belief. My A is enough for today. Now take one last deep breath in and exhale, carrying this piece with you. And let's take one more deep breath in. Inhale. Hold and release. Here's the truth I want you to carry. You don't build from balance. You build from belief. The size of your bank account today doesn't determine the size of the vision Source has placed in you. Every great thing you're called to create begins with one step, 1A. So instead of shrinking your dream to match your resources, expand your faith to match your vision. Remember, the bill is not your burden. It's God's opportunity to show up. Thank you for spending this time with me on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I leave you with this. I know who I play for. And if you're ready to practice building from belief, not fear, come join us inside happyhealthywholerich.com. It's our sacred community for walking out these truths together with support, alignment, and overflow. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay whole, and stay rich in vision, rich in faith, and rich in creation. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole.